Welcome to our first episode of our little interviews with inspiring people. Our first guest, or my first guest, is Natalie Tobin from the Natalie Tobin Digital. We talk about social media. Natalie is a social media guru and a content creator. We met actually through photography. We met on a photo shoot in Cork City years ago. Natalie was a model at the time, doing some modeling for fun. So
many Natalie, years ago.
Welcome, Natalie.
And thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, Natalie. So let's go. Let's maybe start from the first question, and like just maybe say something about yourself, what you do professionally, and maybe a little bit about your free time as well.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm Natalie, as you mentioned. Thank you for the introduction. And I'm based in Cork City. So what I do is I'm a content social media creator. So I look after a few different clients around Cork and Ireland, doing their social media for them. So my job would entail just kind of taking photos for them, making sure they're doing really well on social media platforms. So yeah, Instagram is my baby. So I do like my Instagram. And yes, I know a lot of people are being confused with the new algorithms and everything, but there is kind of ways around Instagram. And yeah, I just love it.
Fantastic. Do you you have your regular clients as well, don't you? So you work with many businesses. Is it mostly from Cork City, or you also work with people around Ireland?
Yeah, well, before definitely it was a lot more around Ireland, but with COVID, it's just focusing on Cork at the moment. So a lot of them are just food places and takeaway restaurants or cafes. So we're just kind of promoting, you know, you can still kind of, you know, get the food at a social distance, obviously in place, but we do have that all on social media.
Absolutely. The best things, no? It's food and coffee.
Yeah, definitely. I actually have one right here in front of me.
Oh, very good. Okay, Natalie, why social media?
Well, okay, that's a good one. But I suppose it started off as a passion. So many, many years ago, before Instagram and Facebook was really a thing, I used to take photos of different local cafes around my area. So back when Bebo, do you remember Bebo those days? But I used to take photos for them and I'll just upload up on their social media platforms. Yeah. So it started off as that. And no way did I think it was going to be a job. But I remember telling myself, this is what I want to be when I'm older. You know, just taking photos for people. And I suppose I just love food and coffee, that I was like, this is going to be my job, just taking photos. So after a while, I suppose I just kind of had that in my head. This is what I want to do. And I remember being in, like, out with a few of my friends, and I was telling them, this is what I want to do when I'm older. And they all laughed. They were like, what? Like, taking photos of food, like, and putting up on social media. They're like, how is that going to be your job? But it's funny now, because everyone is on social media. Everyone is there on it. And, like, that is the way to advertise your business. So I suppose from the get-go, like, many, many years ago, I just had a passion for it. And it just kind of kept going through with it. So now I'm lucky that it is a job. And, yeah.
You were there before everyone else, I'd say. You just knew it.
Yeah, but I was like a crazy one, you know. And then after a while, it became a thing of like food bloggers. But I like to think I was before all of that.
Aren't crazy people always the ones who actually move the whole world forward? You know, it's like, yeah. You just have this crazy idea and everyone thinks, oh my gosh, come on, seriously. Like, you know, and there you go. We yeah. have you.
Actually, and there you go. Look at it.
Doing yeah. For like as a job, like, you know, who'd know, like,
yeah, you know, so. Yeah. And like before, I did it as just like a hobby, you know. I said, here, look, let me take some photos of your food, can I post it up on social media? And they were kind of looking at me like, okay, but sure. So yeah, it kind of started from that. And yeah, it kind of grew. And then I was up in Dublin working for a PR agency. So in between the summer of when I was in college. So in between my college semester, I suppose. But I was up in Dublin, and that's when I realized, okay, this can be a job. So when I came back to Cork, I was looking up social media, different companies to work for, and I was lucky enough to be employed by one. And from that, then that's how it really started to evolve. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. And Natalie, out of curiosity, who would you be if it wasn't social media?
What would I be if it wasn't for social media?
Yeah.
Oh, good question. Oh, I have no idea. Do you know, it's funny, my granddad always thought that I'd be a nurse. And like, if I see the sight of blood, I'm like, oh, no thanks. But I don't know what I'll be actually. Yeah, the power of social media. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's amazing. So let's maybe move on to talking about social media and maybe people will learn something, or like they're gonna find something useful in our interview for themselves. So what is important when you run your social media accounts?
Yeah, just be there online. You know, I see a lot of people that they're kind of, they want to be on social media, but they don't have a social media presence. So just show who you are. Like, that is so important. I'm quicker to buy something from you when I see it's authentic, it's from you, that you love your brand. Yeah. Then I'm sold. I'm like, yes, that's what I'm here for. But just good, clear photos as well is a hugely important thing. And you're amazing at that. I mean, you are a photographer, so your photos are good. But a lot of the times when I see people's photos, sometimes they upload a blurry photo, and that's not going to make me want to buy a product. You know, it's a blurry photo. I don't know what I'm looking at. But yeah.
Yeah, well, definitely, you know, as a person buying something from someone, you want to see what you're buying as well. So like, you know, but clearly, like, instead of just some sort of very bad looking photo as well. But also,
yeah,
about captions then, because we know photography is quite important on Instagram because it is very heavily image based platform. But for example, is the, what else is important? Does do captions matter? Do hashtags matter? Like connection, does it matter as well?
Yeah. So it's important to note, you just mentioned about the captions. Yeah. So normally you would want an engaging caption. You want your followers to stay on your page. So the longer that someone is on your photo form, the better that Instagram algorithm will see, okay, they like your picture. So there's more chances your photos will show up on that person's page. So that's why a lot of the times, you know, now with Instagram, you can upload up to 10 photos and you can swipe through. So a lot of the times you'll notice that people say, you know, check out the last photo for a funny picture or something, or the reality of taking these photos. So the reason why people have a very interesting photo at the very bottom of all those photos when you slide through is so that they can stay longer on your page, and there's more chances that, you know, their content will show up on the feed. Mm-hmm. So as well, yeah, with engaging captions, you want people to write underneath. You know, you could say something like, what photo is your favorite, 1 to 5, like pick between 1 to 5, and therefore people will write underneath.
Yeah.
And it's an engagement. Once again, that works in algorithms' favor. And speaking of algorithms as well, actually, a lot of the times that people would say, save this post. So sometimes it'll be an engaging or an interesting topic. Maybe you're teaching something like knowledge, so people can save the photo. So that works in algorithms' favor as well when you save it. But to answer your question, yeah, captions is hugely important. I know hashtags is something that a lot of people are confused with as well. So hashtags, I'm not going to lie, I actually thought they were cringy at the beginning, you know, years ago, because people used to be like, hashtag love my family hashtag, you know, they used to use hashtags for absolutely anything. And they'll sometimes have it in the caption where they have loads of hashtags. So now hashtags, if you use them correctly, sorry, my screen keeps going blank. But if you use hashtags correctly, it is amazing how it can grow your community. So for example, one of my clients, they're a food company. So we have our unique hashtags where people will know, you know, they can use this hashtag and it'll show other photos of that particular client or that brand. Another thing is like Cork food. Cork food is a big thing. So if you type in Cork food, you're going to get a lot of Cork food images, like a lot of restaurants popping up or people baking and cooking at home. So when used correctly and using the right hashtags, then it is important. So I would recommend maximum 10 used correctly. Yeah.
So then like when you have the hashtags made quite in, like you're saying, sometimes hashtags are just being overused, and that's whatever is there, like, you know, like I love you, and like, you know, those very popular ones, the algorithm would push you down probably and no one would see it because there is so many photos being added every second, like really. But
yeah,
when it's something more kind of located locally, let's say, or like something what people can actually go out there and look, like you're saying, like Cork food, and literally people who come to Cork, so it doesn't have to be even local people, it can be someone traveling and they can use Instagram. And I feel like you might want to correct me on this one, but I feel like Instagram is being used more often now for like even searching for places, like, you know, for pubs, for pubs at the moment, but like for restaurants, maybe for coffee places.
Yeah.
Interesting.
For sure.
You know, so yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know if it's just because it's my job, social media, but all the time, if I was to look up, a new restaurant or a restaurant to eat in, I would always look at their Instagram. And I don't know if that's just the generation we're in, or is it because it's my job, social media, but definitely I look at the presence that they have. And, you know, it's kind of like a food menu too. You kind of look to see what food looks good. Mm-hmm. Sure, I can read it off the menu, but when I can see it, I'm like, yeah, I want to eat that. So yeah, so definitely that's important. And I definitely agree with you. I use Google search, of course, but I would use Instagram quicker. I'll click on that first and then I'll click on Google.
Absolutely. And we buy with our eyes as well. So like, you know,
yeah.
I know I'm a bit kind of like, I work as a photographer, so I'm always going to look at the quality of photographs and stuff, but I'm also a consumer, you know, so like I want to see what I'm going to have or what I'm buying as well. Like, you know, and like just seeing it presented nicely, it talks about the brand as well. It talks about the person behind it. Yes, because like you know, even like let's even move away from products and let's talk about just people behind their brands. Like, you know, it's if you have someone who's professional working in, I don't know, let's just take some psychologist or someone, and they work in their job for 20-25 years, and they have professionally looking website, but their images are like taken with a phone, like from like selfie. So so you
makes my skin crawl.
So it lacks
consistency. That images,
it's like consistency. It gives you a very kind of wrong message, like, you know, and you don't even think about it, but subconsciously it's kind of like, you know, okay, so this is the person, they work so long, their story is so kind of like, you know, 25 years in business, and then the images are like, you know, my 9-year-old daughter, like, you know, images from her iPad. So, like, you know, like, to be honest, my daughter Olivia, she's absolutely amazing with doing videos recently. So I probably start hiring her to do my videos at some stage, and even editing. Oh my gosh, she's rocking it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Staying around hashtags, if you can also tell me like how a business or anyone using Instagram, because we don't really use hashtags on Facebook as such, do we? But Instagram, like you said, it's kind of important. So, like, which hashtags are good for you? How do you know they're good for you?
Okay, well, online there's a lot of different websites, so you can Google if you need inspiration. For example, go into like different websites and type in, you know, maybe you're an artist, type in artist, type in your location, type in what you specialize in, because, you know, like, you could be an artist but you could do watercolors, so type these in. Different hashtags will produce for you. So just have a look at this list and see, is there anything there that pinpoints or stands out to you? Mm-hmm. How to know they're doing well? You can then go on to other websites, so paste in this hashtag that you've been using and see if it has generated any, you know, clicks on how many people have viewed it. So these are all, like, just type into Google, like, is this hashtag okay? Like, and then all these different websites come up. Some you have to pay for, some are free of charge. So if that is something that you can look into, but as well, how to even like begin, just amongst yourself, write out who you are, who you want to attract, your community, what you do, and just write out a list. That's it. Like, just do that. And sometimes you can see it growing on your own Instagram itself. You can see, you know, maybe you got a new follower, and maybe that's just luck. Like, maybe they just happened to come across you, or was it down to the hashtags? So it is trial and error sometimes, and you just have to see and, like, kind of pick and choose and just kind of play along with it.
Yeah, so now you're kind of saying that looking at your insights as well, while you're a business or a creator, is quite important too, isn't it? It's knowing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Who you're talking to, really, like, you know, and making your brand really truthful to everyone who's following you, like, you know.
And actually that is important to note, because a lot of people, they feel burnt out all the time when they use Instagram, which is fair enough, because it is changing all the time. And that's why I created this kind of thing that I did, I guess, I don't know. But mindfulness and marketing, because a lot of the times I noticed a lot of my clients were coming to me and they were just burnt out. They were like, I don't know if I want to do this job anymore. And I said, well, you can't just not do it because you don't like social media. You know, write out why you want to do your job. For example, just top of my head, maybe you're an artist, for example, and you're not really a big fan of using Instagram anymore. But then you need to step back and think, okay, why is it that you want to be online? Is it because you want to get new followers? Do you want to get new buyers in? Do you want, you know, have a look, make out a list. Mm-hmm. See then how you can go step by step. So first, if they go on your page, you know, maybe change up the photos or maybe make it easier for them to shop. So Instagram now have this, it's like the shopping tool. So you can actually click on the image and you can kind of see how much it is and click on it and it goes straight to the shop. So that's very handy. We're living in a generation now where we're just so lazy. Like, if you say, click on my profile and click on the link, people are probably not going to do that unless you're giving them away something amazing for free. So having step-by-step, like, really quick tools is important. So that shopping tool, for example, is fantastic. And just on about attention span, yeah, videos are the way to go. People are, and like quick kind of videos, like, you know, like TikTok and Reels, yeah, they're all like really popular now because we're living in a world where everything is fast paced. No one's gonna really have time all the time to like read a really, really long caption or, you know, so just really, really quick videos just to grasp people's attention. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree. And I feel it's kind of like, I love TikTok. it's not necessarily kind of creating stuff there because it's still kind of, you know, a bit of a stress. But like,
so even just being online and the presence, just being there.
Yeah, but like, watching how really amazing ideas people have, it's absolutely crazy. And you know, and the great format of it that you actually can have very amazing tips, like, you know, which you probably should really read into a bit more, but like 15 seconds and you literally know how to do something, how to make dinner tomorrow.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, but doing those videos take a long time. I did a video for one of my clients, like a really quick you know, when the feta cheese, the pasta dish was a big thing. Yeah, so one of my clients, I said, look, let me do this video for you. So yeah, like it did not take 15 seconds or 30 seconds to make this video. Or to make the recipe, but the video is very quick and it just makes it look so easy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a lot of work behind that too, which is quite funny because you don't see it, like you don't realize how much work there is.
Absolutely. It's creating content. Some people just love it, like, you know, and it's fun for them. And you probably love creating content, like, you know. And I remember the pasta dish, yeah. I did myself as well. It was gorgeous.
I love doing things like that because, for example, I'm working for a client. So it's fresh content for me, you know, it's all fresh. But for that particular client, they're with it all the time, you know. They are, let's say if they're a cafe, there's nothing new standing out for them because they're in that shop all the time. They're in there, nothing is new. They're probably sick of the smell of coffee beans, you know, all that. So that's important when you are hiring someone. You have to make sure, you know, that everything stands out for them, you know. Like for anyone really, like I'll walk in and I could be like, oh, that's a really cool poster that you have up above. But they probably don't see it anymore because they're in there all the time. You know, just little things like that. So yeah. So it's same with doing the reels. Yeah, the reels are new, but they're probably sick of it.
Yeah, but like, you know, it's even if you spend hours on creating your content and the content doesn't really go with your following, you know what I mean? That's why knowing what works for your brand, what is actually truthful for yourself as well as a person behind the brand, and so you know, you have to make sure really before you go and start spending so much time on creating your content, like do actually people want to see it, what you're doing, like,
yeah and that is so true, and that's where a lot of people fall down because they feel like, okay, nothing's working, I'm gonna give up. But there is bound to be something there, like you just have to look at a unique thing that you can offer, and then your following will come along, you know. That, like with COVID, that has happened quite a lot actually. A lot of people have reverted to doing something completely different and their following has grown from that. So yeah, it is a trial and error, but there's a reason, there's a way.
Absolutely. And there is no way that everyone will like you, you know what I mean, or will be interested in your content. So like, you know, you need to treat your followers well and with respect as well, and really give them something valuable as well, instead of just posting whatever, like, you know, you feel like,
yeah.
Well, I feel like posting this today, but then I'm not gonna post anything for another 2 months, you know. So it's
and that doesn't work. Yeah.
So while we're on it, tell me, do you think that on social media your brand story matter?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I remember before when I was working for a client, they would show, okay, I love when people show their personal life and their work, depending on what business they have. because I want to be able to relate to you. You know, I don't want my Instagram feed to be filled with, you know, buy this, hire me, do this. Like, you're going to get an unfollow from me straight away. But if I know who you are, if you're selling me that that's you, then that is really important. You are the brand, depending on like what profession or what people are doing. But, you know, either it's you that are the brand, or like there's always someone behind it, really. Mm-hmm. So, for example, cafes, once again, just to mention cafes, I like when they show who's behind, who's working there. Therefore, when I walk into the cafe, I feel like I know the people because I've seen them on Instagram. I know they're friendly. I know they're going to look after me. However, if people upload photos of them, I don't know, getting smashed on a Friday, like drinking loads, and the Instagram stories are all in a mess, then that's where you realize, okay, your brand is not working here. You know, so there's a borderline of how far you can go with being personal on your brand page. Mm-hmm. But definitely brand definitely like matters, definitely hugely. You know, you just need to figure out as well, does pictures or videos work best for you? Like, I know a lot of people that just don't do many stories, but they upload live videos, and that works for them. They prefer just to sit down and do a live video, and then they kind of upload small bits of content on their stories. So it's just kind of finding what works best for you. So definitely be personal with your brand, but as I mentioned, don't be too personal where you're uploading very comfortable, I don't know, videos of you talking while drinking or something. Like, don't do it like that.
Yeah. So
like, you are the brand.
Some parts of our lives should be only kind of like hidden from the public as a brand.
Yeah, and like, I don't mind too like bit of it, but like, I've seen videos before, and I'm like, that video needs to be taken down. You know, like, that's too much. But yeah, definitely. But I actually love that we're living in a world now where people are noticing that, you know, there's like this thing I was saying, hashtag no filters. So like, people are like not using filters anymore. Well, some obviously people are, but there's some people that aren't. And I think that's really important. So we lived in a stage where a lot of people were doing Photoshop, and it's just not real. You know, that's also brand too. You know, you could be showing that you're perfect online, but if I went to the store and I realized, oh, you look completely different, you know, that's scary. That's catfishing. That's not good. But little things like that.
Absolutely. And I feel like it's even changing in photography. So, you know, there is in magazines, there is like women with like skin imperfections and stuff like that, which is natural. We just kind of put so much, you know, foundation on our faces, and like, you know, so it's not visible, but like, and that's where all the kind of self-esteem issues coming from, like, you know, it's you should really love yourself for who you really are, not who you kind of thinking, like, you know, or what the society asks you to be, like, you know, because this is this doesn't give
but definitely, like, on social media, it's just a natural habit that we always upload the best, the photos, you know. You know, like, this is kind of going off brands and stuff. Let's just talk about social media as a whole. Like, for example, if you have kids, you're not going to take a photo of the, like, the baby just having a tantrum. You know, you're not, like, you don't have time in the day to take photos of that anyway, because you're consoling the kid. But like, later on, you could go out for ice cream and you could take a photo of being all happy, the sun happened to be out, and the photo looks amazing. But you don't know the story behind that, you know. So it's we don't need to do it, but we do upload the best photos online, because, you know, you want to create like a happy memory as well. But sometimes you just, you know, you could look at someone and you could say they have amazing life, but you just don't know what's really behind the photo.
Yeah, and I feel like we're touching on mental health here, like, you know, and social media having impact on especially young people's mental health. What is your opinion on this?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's everywhere. It's unfortunate that it is happening quite a lot. But I do like that people are more aware of it. There's a lot of hashtags and there's a lot of posts that are going around and people are just supporting each other. And that's kind of the main thing. Like, I feel like about 2 years ago, that wasn't really a thing of speaking up about it or being supportive, but definitely that's a thing that people are opening up about. Now, of course, you're going to get a few Karens, as they say, but
sorry, okay.
I mean, that's always in life. Yeah, that's always in life. But I mean, especially as well, because like with social media, mm-hmm. like, for example, now, because it's my job. So I do social media for different clients. So I'm always on my phone. Or my laptop or whatever, I'm working. Then I find that later on in the day, I'm on my own Instagram for my personal interest. You know, I'm just flicking through my own Instagram, catching up. So I realized that I was constantly online. And that's as well why I created the mindfulness and marketing. It kind of takes a step back. And, you know, you don't need to be online. Not that I felt like I needed to be, but it just kind of made me realize, okay, you know, take a moment out of the day, you know, when you're making a cup of coffee, while you're waiting for the kettle to boil, just sit there. You're like, don't take out the phone, just literally take those few minutes. And like little things like that, you know. So I think as well, that's how a lot of people feel burnt out. Because if you have your own business, you're constantly on your phone. You could upload a photo. 2 seconds later, you're like, oh, did that photo do well? Should I take it down? It only got 3 likes, but just leave it. You posted up that photo, so just let it be. And actually, that reminds me, they are taking away the likes, the views. So I know a lot of Instagrams have that already, but they're getting rid of it, you know, so you can see like how many people have liked it. So you could be like, say 10 people liked it. So they are getting rid of that. So I think that's good, you know, that it's not this like, oh, only 10 people liked my photo, I have to delete it, you know, so it's not that anymore, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds, so you're way ahead of me with all the social media. Like,
<Okay. laughs>
I didn't know they're getting rid of it. I only remember they kind of hit the number, but like, you know, so you have, oh, someone follows.
Oh, sorry, that's what I mean, yeah, hiding the number, yeah.
Well, if you want, it only takes one tap to see anyway. Like, you know,
yeah. You can just count them.
Yeah, but like it is better because we kind of base like our self-esteem on how popular our posts behave. Like, you know, so it's I don't think that's the case. Like, you know, very often, like, you know, we have to remember that people also have their lives. Maybe they just. Like, you know, you don't want to go and randomly just like everything because then the algorithm will probably just throw everything at you next time you're there again, like, you know. So, I actually can think of so many questions, but let's move maybe to what mistakes do people do on their own social media? What's the common, let's say the main one or two, like, you know, that you can see.
Okay. Well, one that sticks out is when someone, and like I'm the same as well with this, but, and that's where the mindfulness and marketing page came through. So a lot of the times people will get a burst of energy. They'll have all these ideas. They're so excited. They just want to go ahead and start posting because they got this creative piece of energy. So, you know, that's great. But take it slow. So write out, okay, where you're going to go, maybe plan out what you're going to do. Even start creating, say, social media content for the next few weeks because you had this burst of energy. Just start getting creative. Don't post up anything. Just start creating the posts. We're lucky now that with Instagram and Facebook and all that, you have these scheduling like tools. So on Facebook, there's this thing called Creator Studio. So you can actually schedule a post for Instagram to go up. So you can, you know, schedule your content on that. So you're not going to have, you know, that one burst of energy where you just uploaded a photo and then nothing for a few weeks. And that is what happens quite a bit. So my point to take away from this is that instead of throwing up that photo because you got that creative juice, like you just want to upload something, just create different content and have it scheduled at for the next few weeks, because that does happen. That is a common mistake where people, you know, just upload and then they're like a ghost. They're gone off Instagram because they just burnt out their energy, you know? So that happens quite a bit. And I suppose that's the main one. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head now, but like there's some like minor things, but definitely that's the main one.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, and I think as well, do you remember just on top of your head, like the worst kind of like anything specific? It doesn't have to be a client or something, but anything you came across that was just like shocking for you, like, you know, on social media, I don't know, some campaign badly done, or someone just, like you say, posted stuff from a party when they were just, you know.
I suppose everyone has their own unique way of going about social media. I can't really think of anything at the top of my head. Do you know, one thing is funny though, is that, so before I used to do a lot of blogging, like ages ago. And I, as someone that, you know, doing blogging, a lot of people send out different products for people to try. So it's funny because we're still in that era where that still happens. So people just upload a picture of them with the product just because they got something sent for free. And that's actually why I stopped blogging, because I saw all these quirk bloggers uploading the same product that I got. And I'm like, you definitely didn't try this, or you definitely don't use this, or, you know, and it's sad because people just upload photos just because they got something for free. Mm. So I see that still happening a lot lately. And something that's kind of cringe in a way is, like, let's say you're a particular skincare brand and you gave me products to try. I upload pictures and I say, this is the best one ever, go buy this brand. Then a few weeks later, I could get another skincare brand company get onto me and they want me to upload photos. And then I'm like, this is the best one, go buy this one. You know, that's not good for your followers. That's not good for the brands. And that is a common mistake I see a lot. And this was a thing that happened years ago, but it's just unfortunate that it's still happening now. It's like we want to be seen, so people just take things for free and upload it just to have content on their own page. So that is definitely a thing I see a lot.
Yeah, so basically not being honest, like, you know, and
I suppose it's not like embarrassing or anything like that, but it is just kind of like, okay, just think about your followers or think about the brands, because a lot of the times they're local Irish products sometimes, and you know, they, like, that is not unfair on them as well if you're just uploading every sort of photo just to have content on your own page.
Plus, you know, it's still believed, I read it just recently, it is still believed that if a brand with like millions followers will share your profile, you're gonna all of a sudden get like a, you know, like a stream or new followers, which is not really the case at all. It doesn't really happen. Like, you know, they can share, but like, you know.
Yeah, you might get one new follower, woohoo.
Yeah, so going from kind of like bad sides of social media, is there one thing that people usually do well? And is it good to focus on what you actually do well instead of, like, you know, they always say if you do something well on 80%, just try to push it to 100 instead of trying to fix something what you're doing, I don't know, on like 30% and have everything average. And it's not about social media now, so like, but it's a rule in kind of like the whole self-development kind of area. So like about your skills, for example. So what is the common thing that people actually do well and, you know, and there is only little improvement needed on that?
Well, definitely promote like what you're good at. So I think you just mentioned about skin experts. So that may be showing, okay, this is who you are, and like promoting the skin products. But as well, you know, take a step, you can just upload, it doesn't always have to be like, say, skin care, like you could talk about your lifestyle too. So there is kind of, you know, you could be promoting your brand, but you can also be promoting elements that have elements attached with it, mm-hmm. if that kind of answers your question. But, you know, you don't need to be showing, like, yeah, you could be showing everything that you're good at, but definitely have elements of other things to show, like, you are human, you know. You could be amazing at what you do, but you just show that you are human and like you make mistakes too, you know, like that's more relatable. And I think the following will grow from that then, rather than showing like you are this amazing person, that you're so good at this, that you're not good at, like you're not bad at doing anything, you know, just kind of like just show that you're relatable. Yeah, I guess.
My question probably had three questions in it. That's why it was so difficult to answer, but you did very well. Thank you so much. So when we talked about the we nearly finished anyway. So we only have one more question, well, two more questions and few questions from Instagram. My question is now, do you remember anything what just blew your mind, like, you know, like from, it can be a brand, like if I'm looking for an example of a great content that for you as a digital marketer was just like, oh wow, this is amazing, like, you know, is there anything memorable for you?
There is a few different ads that are quite good, but overall, to answer my question for that, my favorite content creator who is, you know, I just like her content, is Joanne Larby. So I know that's kind of going off topic, but it's kind of going on topic. Like, she just shows, so she is like, I think she goes under as like a content creator. Like she doesn't like influencer or anything like that, but she posts her life. We get to know who she is. We feel, okay, she's human, she's great. But then she also uploads photos of skincare products that she has worked with. But she does the videos in a really, really nice way. Like, I feel so relaxing when I watch her videos because she has these beautiful music. It's not like in your face, here is an ad or here is a product that I was given. She just does it in a really, really nice way. And I don't know if you follow her or if your followers follow her, but her... she's worth checking out. Like, her videos are very peaceful. She lives in a nice, beautiful area. I think it actually in Clonakilty. But her videos, like, she'd be going out walking, and it's just really nice because right now we're only stuck in the 5 kilometer radius, so we can't see anything like nature wise. So I feel just uplifted when I like watch her videos. So she does a nice tie between working with the brand and showing her real life as such. But I can't think of a campaign or an ad that kind of stands out, but overall she does a really, really good job with content.
Yeah, it wasn't on our our question list anyway, so like, you know, it's, I just thought I might ask you and maybe there was something, but like you probably remember later after we finish.
Yeah, later. I mean, there's a few ads, like, you know, Guinness, for example, they always do a really, really good ad as well. Or Gillette for men, the shavers. They often do funny ads and they're quite good. They're grasping. That's what you want when you're scrolling through, because everyone is on social media, like most people. So when I go on my Instagram, geez, there's loads of people that are there. So I want something that grasps my attention. So, you know, yeah, definitely. That's like Guinness do good ads, and Gillette. A lot of the time, so Meghan Markle with Oprah, that was on recently. So a lot of people, which I actually don't really like seeing, but a lot of people have taken memes from that, and they're like, oh, you know, they're just using the faces and putting their own caption. Okay. So there's a picture of Oprah being like, whoa. So a lot of people are writing like, wow, did you hear that? I don't know, a shop, put in a shop's name there, like, they now have something on offer, and then they use Oprah's face from that TV interview. So people are quite quick on social media. They just take whatever is current and they use it. So yeah, that's kind of like a current or new campaign that a lot of people are using her face.
Yeah, it also depends what's important to you as a viewer, like, you know, or like, you know, because for example, I just love a little bit of sense of humor in ads, and like, I recommend watching Amazon Alexa's like ads. They're just brilliant.
Oh yeah,
I was laughing like mad when I was watching it with Harrison Ford and his dog ordering dog food. It's just like,
oh, I haven't seen that one, but they did a really clever one for you know, the guy who's in Home Alone, for, it was a Christmas one that they did.
It was actually Google one, not Amazon Alexa. I'm going to send you links later for their advertising. Because you know what? They actually hired so many people for that as well. Like, you know, like known people, you know, like they had Cardi B, like, you know, being Alexa's
voice. No way.
Like that, just, I'm telling you. Ah, like very creative people for sure. Like, you know. So before we go on to the last question, I'm going to just touch on the question that we got from Instagram anyway. So the first one is, I followed your page on Instagram and your personal page is on fire, Natalie. Who are the pages that inspire you?
who inspires me? I suppose Joanne Larvey, again, I do like her content. I do find that it's just relaxing and it's not in your face, you know. A lot of the pages that I do follow wouldn't be, you know, like, it's mostly local people, really, that I follow. So different cafes, like, actually, do you know the White Moose Cafe? They're quite funny on their social media. I actually don't follow them. Maybe I should, but they're quite witty. They're funny. You get to know who they are. I mean, some stuff, they're a bit too too much, but it's funny. And it works. They get away with it because of who they are. But if you are a local cafe, maybe just don't do it as much as they are. But yeah, they definitely are. There's definitely a lot of interesting people. But definitely, just to answer that question, it'd be Joanne Larvey again. Yeah,
perfect. So the next question is, what makes a good social media account, and how to grow your social media account?
Yeah, so one thing I can say is, don't be scared with the algorithm. If you like a picture and you want to upload it, just do it, because your followers will eventually come. So just don't get bogged down with like, oh, I have to post X amount of times a week, or I have to write a really, really good engaging caption because that works all the time. Just do what you want to do, because honestly, you'll feel burnt out if you're trying to follow guidebooks and, you know, feel overwhelmed. So yes, like, you can follow bits of it, but just post up what you want. So how to get a good social media, just upload pictures, have good videos, pictures, tag people, you know, especially on stories as well, because that goes after 24 hours. So it doesn't need to be clean cut as your feed. You can just upload something, you know, you could say something simple like that you got a coffee from whatever coffee place that you got the coffee from, you know, tag them. They might share your picture. Their followers will see, oh, she's actually a photographer, let's say. They're like, oh, funny, I actually need a photographer. So, you know, it's just kind of, just be out there. Don't be scared. Just use stories, use your feed, use appropriate hashtags, and away you go.
Perfect. That was amazing. Anyway, now the next question is about the algorithm, but I feel like we actually talked about it quite, we touched on it like a lot, and I feel as well, we talked, like, you know, that the connection and creating a really valuable content is way more important, and the algorithm will actually follow if there is interest from people and there is a value in what you're creating. What do you think about that? Is that?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. You summed it up really nicely there, definitely. Just keep posting what you want to post, because your followers will see that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that your content will go up on their page, like be one of the first few that'll pop up. Like, yeah, just keep posting, because people will come. Now, I know that they say, okay, make sure people like, comment, save the picture, send message. You know, you can send, let's say, your post to someone. All them do well, but at the end of the day, just keep posting. You know, don't be scared.
Yeah, perfect. Last question here is, which social media platforms are the best for growing your business?
Okay, so that depends on what your business is. You know, you could need LinkedIn for your business. That could do well for you. Twitter, that could be something that people might need for their thing. But it depends. Like, if you are a cafe, a restaurant, if you're a photographer, an artist, I would definitely recommend Instagram and Facebook. Mostly Instagram and then Facebook. But it depends on what your business is and who you want to attract. But I do think if you don't have Instagram or Facebook, then start creating that today. And then just grow from that. But then look at LinkedIn and Twitter as well, just in case you need it. Now, LinkedIn is the way forward. That's where a lot of people are finding their clients, how they're finding, you know, their customers. But it doesn't work for everyone, but create a LinkedIn account, because you don't know where that could potentially lead you to. But definitely Instagram is my baby, as I say.
Perfect. It's so basically you have to know where your clients, where your potential clients are, and just focus on that instead of just having like 8 different social media accounts and like just jump from one to another. And like that's another kind of reason why people are burned out, I feel. You know, it's just too
much. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So
definitely.
So for our last question anyway, well, that's not really a question, but you gave so many tips here, like, you know, during our interview, and it was really amazing. But what would be the one main tip that, like, you know, if people are going to get anything out of it, that's just going to be the one you want them to actually remember?
Yeah. Well, before... like one tip that you should remember, I want people to think of, okay, like, what do I want people to look at my social media? What do I want them to gain from it? Just have a look at it from that first and see, okay, do you want them to buy your pictures? Do you want them to gain this, like, more information? Do you want to have followers? Just have a look at what you want from people. From that, then I would just recommend being the brand, upload photos, be engaging online, you know, show who you are, use stories, just be active, really. You know, no one's going to buy your products if you're sitting at home and you're flicking through Instagram every now and again, or on LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook. Just be active, show who you are. You are a person, and there's so many people out there, but show them why you're unique, why they should be buying from you.
And that's amazing, Natalie. Thank you so much. Like, I feel like I actually learned a lot now. So I'm excited to...
There's a lot of information there.
There was a lot, and a lot of really, a lot of value in it as well. So it wasn't just like a chit-chatting about that. It was really great advice. And I feel like I have to rewatch it with a piece of paper now and just write everything down what you were saying. So look, thanks so much for being with me here today. And thank you for the fantastic tips and the fantastic information you gave. So thanks again, Natalie.
No worries. My pleasure. And thank you for having me as your first guest.
Yay. Always great to have someone who actually has some fantastic knowledge and like so much, like, you know, you were there before all of us, like, you know, so so it was great having you, and thanks so much again. Bye.
Cool. Thank you. Bye.